I have one half, or maybe at this point one third, of the commission, Mr. Jalistico.
Technically, it's a fourth. There's myself, Mr. Abernathy, Miss Natural, and Mr. James. Four of us. We gave Miss Natural the night off tonight. She needed a nice pedicure tonight. Tonight was a ladies' night.
Got you. Well, we found out during the show was that this mystery third partner for the Cobra Kai Dojo was going to be none other than Stephen J. Gerthy, who also threw in the stipulation that if your team lost, if the commission lost, you would lose any of your commissionership power. Well, the match happened, and we all saw what went down. A certain Pete Madden got involved, cost you guys that match.
Okay, first of all, he put his commissionership on the line as well, so it was an even thing. Secondly, how Pete Madden didn't cause a disqualification when he hit Mr. James with that kendo stick is beyond me. I and Mr. Abernathy would never allow that, so somehow we were bamboozled, hoodwinked, and just ill-informed as to apparently the rules of this match. Had we known that it was no disqualification or whatever Mr. Gerthy thought it was, which he can't because he's outvoted, however he cheated this, it's not over. We still have plans. We can still go to the State Committee of Athletic Morals, and we can talk about this. I mean, nothing is set in stone. We were robbed tonight, and Mr. Gerthy just made a terrible mistake putting himself in that match, and we showed him why, and it's not our fault. He had Pete Madden, the slippery snake that he is, in his back pocket, paid off. Cheated. I feel a little depressed right now. I'm just in a real dark place, but in the end, there's always a silver lining. And that,
yeah, I don't know if that silver lining is the announcement at the end of the night. After O'Reilly and Wyatt had their match, Wyatt winning once again, it was the commission that came out and announced his opponent for the next show, Stephen Richards. But I have to question, if you guys don't have your commissionership power anymore, how could you guys announce that?
Well, the thing is, before we knew, this had already been set in stone. And I don't think Mr. Gerthy would be in his smartest decision to go back on this. Stevie Richards is internationally traveled. He's held titles all over the world, mostly in Japan and maybe China, but I don't really know. I don't read the internets. All I know is cold, hard facts. And the cold, hard fact is that this contract was signed, dated, and sealed before today. So what's going to happen? And the other cold, hard fact I know is that Stephen Richards, our protege, our young boy, our trainee, is going to do nothing less than bring back the Metro Pro title to us, giving us the power. Because he who holds the gold holds the power.